Today's Amud is Tainis Yotesimin Aleph. Rezus Hashem, we're beginning the third parak of Maseches Tainis on the bottom of Yudchesimin Beis. So in the previous parak, we discussed many of the halachas of fasting when it comes to a drought. When there's a lack of rain, so we fast three, seven fasts. We discussed the details of these fasts. Now in this parak, we're going to discuss the halachas of fasting when it comes to other tzaras. And as we'll see that in the third parak of Maseches Tainis, we're going to have a lot of agadita, more specifically a lot of stories about the greatness of different gedolim, different tanayim and amorayim, to the extent that some rishonim even call this parak, they call it the Pirkei de Chasidei, the parak of Chasidim, because we're going to see a lot of stories that discuss these gedolim stories. So without further ado, says the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is really going to be go until the end of Yotesimin Aleph. So today's whole entire shir will just really be Mishnayos. It says the Mishnah Seder Tanyas Elu, that the Seder Tanyas that we mentioned, meaning that we do three and seven, that we gradually increase the intensity, Ha'amar Berviya Rishayna, that we said about the rain, it was specifically about the rain. That we increase the intensity, that's specifically when it comes to rain. Aval tzmachim shashinu. But if you have tzmachim, if you have that the crops, the shashinu, that their growth changed, there's clearly something wrong. So then masrin alein miyad. Then it's too intense, it's too important. We go right away to the intense seven series fast. It doesn't say that we fast seven times, but we right away go to that intensity that we blow shofar and we fast and we do all the things that we did during those seven fasts. We do right away for this fast when you have tzmachim shashinu. We don't build it up, it's too intense. We go to the full intense fast. V'chein shepasku geshamim ben geshem legeshem. And also, if you have it that it stops raining between rains, so let's say between the Raviyah Rishayin and the Raviyah Shniyah, it stops raining arba'am yayim for 40 days. So then also, masri and aleihem, we right away, we blow shofar and we fast, b'bneishi makas b'tzoyres, because that's going to be a tremendous food shortage. That's worse than a regular drought. When it stops and starts, so that damages the crops more. Also, perhaps, it's more of a sign that it's like a gzeira from Hashem. If there's no rain, so stam, there was no rain that year, and eventually, hopefully, we'll have rain. But when it starts to rain and then it stops to rain, so that's already a sign that Hashem's very upset, and therefore, right away, we go to the intense fast. Yardu l'tzmachin aval yardu l'ilan. If let's say you have a certain type of rain that it's good for the crops, but it's not good for the fruits, or l'ilan v'loy l'tzmachin, it's good for the fruits, but not for the crops, l'zav l'zav v'loy l'baris l'shichin l'umaris, or it's good for the crops and the fruits, but it's not a good rain, it's not enough rain to fill up all the different water containers for drinking water, so then masrin alein miyad. So again, for these things as well, we right away go to the intense fast, and we'll see more details about this when we get to the Gemara Bezus Hashem. V'chein ir shel yardu aleha geshamim. If you have a country, and one city in that country, an ir, shelo yardu aleha geshamim, it doesn't rain in that city, it rained in all the surrounding cities, but it doesn't rain in that city, so that's also a simen klala, dechsev, as the pasuk says, v'himtarti al ir achas, v'al ir achas lo yamtir, chelka achas timatir, v'goymer, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a klala, that I'm going to make it rain on one city, and not on the other city, and not in another city. So you see that when you have this, that even though it rained in the country, but in that specific city it didn't rain, so that's a simen klala. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, Aisa ha'ir misane u'masras. So that city that it did not rain in, so they right away they fast and they blow shofar. That's clearly a gzeira from Hashem. That's very intense. It's obviously a gzeira Hashem. That's against this city, and therefore they have to go right away to the intense fasting and shofar. V'chosivi v'iseha misanis v'loy masriyos. However, the surrounding cities, they fast, but they aren't masriyos, they don't blow shofar. Rabbi Kiva Imer, masriyos v'loy masanis, that they blow shofar, but they don't fast. Either way, the purpose, the reason why they have to also contribute to surrounding cities, Rashi explains, is because they're also going to be affected by the fact that in one of the cities in their country, it didn't rain. Because now that city, it didn't rain, So now they're not going to have crops. They're going to have to go to the surrounding cities to get their crops, which is going to cause a shortage in the surrounding cities. So now they're not going to have food, and therefore they're also affected by it, and therefore they have to contribute as well, either by fasting or by blowing shofar. Also, if you have an ear that has some sort of dever, it has some sort of pandemic, where there's buildings that are falling, perhaps from an earthquake, so then so that city that it has this in, so they have to fast, they have to blow shofar. Also, it's very intense. And the surrounding cities, that's being mishtatef from the tsar of the tzibur, so they also have to, they have to fast, but they don't blow shofar, or Rabbi Kivaimer, Masrias Lemisanes, that they blow shofar, but they don't fast. But Al Kapanim, they have to be mishtatef in the tefillah. Now, Ezehu Dever, how do you define Dever? How do you define a pandemic? How many people are dying? What exactly is the Matziv? Says the Mishnah, it's an Ir HaMaitziya Chamesh Mea Yisragli. If you have a city that has 500 people, a population of 500 people, U'yatsu Mimenu Shleisha Mesim B'Shleisha Yamim Zechar Zeh. And three people die every day for 3 days straight, meaning one person dies each day for 3 days straight. In total, three people died over its 3 days. Hareza dever, so that's considered dever. Pachus mikan ain't a dever. If it's less than that, so that's not considered a dever. So basically, it has to be 1/500th of the population, which is 0.2% of the population has to die for 3 days in a row, which is really an extremely high number. Even during the worst of the worst of the COVID era, no place had 0.2% of its population that died in a single day. So it would seem from this Gemara, from this Mishnah, if that's the definition of Dever, that would mean that COVID cannot be classified as Dever, as Hashem in the Reis al-Halacha at the end of the week, so we'll discuss this. But Al-Kapanim says the Mishnah, Vaiter al-Elu Masriyim b'chol makoyim, that for the following, so on the following we right away we fast and we blow shofar everywhere, meaning even places that are not, even if it's not in your exact city, even if you're far away, perhaps only if you're in the same country, but even if you're far away, so we fast and we blow shofar for the following things because they're contagious and then they go around, and so even if you have it in a different city, but you have to be concerned that maybe it's going to come to your city. What are these things? Alashi dafain, if there's a certain type of wind that ruins the crops, also a certain type of disease, perhaps like jaundice, vala arbe, or locust, vala chasil, or also a different type of animal that destroys the crops, vala chaya, ra, or if you have wild animals that are hurting people, vala cherev, or if you have an army that's traveling through a city. So then masriya naleha, everywhere you blow shofar and you fast, b'mneshi makam halachas, even if it's not in your exact city, but these things travel, these things go around, they're contagious, or they travel, and therefore even other places that are further away, they also have to fast and they have to blow shofar. Now says the Mishnah that there was a maisa shiardu zekenim Yerushalayim la'areim. There was a story that the zekenim went down from Yerushalayim to their cities. Ugazru tainis al shanira kimloi pitanor shidafin ba'ashkelon. And they were geyser tainis in Yerushalayim because there was an oven full, or even not even an oven full, just to fill up the opening of the oven of shidafin, of this wind that ruined the crops in Ashkelon. Now Ashkelon is very far from Yerushalayim. Even today, when you drive, it's about an hour away, so it's pretty far. And in Afalpikin, they were geyser tainis because of this that they had in Ashkelon a molei pitanor or shidafin. Va'id gazru tainis, and they were also guys who had tainis al sha'achlu ze'evim shnei tinoik guys ve'ever hayarden, also very far, all the way by Ever Yarden, there were two wolves that ate two children, and because of that they were guys who had tainis, because again it's a makam halachas. Rabbi Yosi Omer loy al sha'achlu el al shaniru. Now, no, it wasn't that they ate the kids; it's that they were just seen by the kids. That's why they were geyser the tainis. So the Beis Yosef learns. The Beis Yosef is in Siman Tafkof Ayin Vav. The Beis Yosef over there learns that it's not a machlekes and halacha. They're just arguing about what the story was. It's just a machlekes and metzias. What was the story? Did the wolves eat the kids, or were they just seen by the kids? But everyone agrees that even if they're just seen, that's enough of a reason to be geyser a tainis. kindness. And there's no machlokes in halacha. Everybody agrees in halacha that even if they're just seen, that's enough of a reason to be geizer tainus. The Gra actually, though, on that halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Kaf Ayin Vav and Sif Vav, he wants us to know that's good for the machlokes over here. They're not really arguing about the story. It's not that they have a different messiah exactly about the story. They have a different messiah about the halacha, and they're arguing la halacha about if Niru is enough to be geizer tainus. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Al Elu Masriyan B'Shabbos. For the following things, we're Masriyan on Shabbos. So, although until now we've been explaining Masriyan to mean blowing shofar, Rashi says, and we know we had in the Gemara earlier on Yedalid, some say always, in general, whenever you have Masriyan, it could be referring to shofar, or it could be referring to Anenu. Here, Rashi says it's specifically referring to Anenu, because now we're going to discuss being Masriyan on Shabbos, of that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. So here, Masriyan means Anenu. So says the Mishnah, Elu Masriyan B'Shabbos, for the following things we say Anenu on Shabbos. And we mentioned this earlier, Al Ir Shekifu Anachrim, if you have a city that the Gayim made a siege on it, a Nahar, or on a river that's overflowing, Valasfina Hamitarefes Bayam, or if you have a boat that's torn around in the sea, Rabbi Yossi Aymer, and Rabbi Yossi says, La Ezra V'loy Litzaka, they are only allowed to call out for help, but you can't just time to scream. And Shimon HaTimni Aymer, Afal Odever, says another thing that you could be say Anenu for on Shabbos is for Dever, V'loy Haidu Loy Chachamim, but the Chachamim were not Maidatim, they didn't agree. Akol Tzara Shloy Tavul Al Tzibur, Masriyan Alayan. For any Tzara that it shouldn't come on the Tzibur, which is a euphemism, that meaning it came on the Tzibur, anytime there's a Tzara, so Masriyan Alayan. So they right away, they blow shofar and they fast. Chutz Mirayv Geshamim. The one exception that we don't daven for it to stop is if there's too much rain. Now, if there's a flood, that might be something different. But if it just stopped too much taiva, you don't like it that there's so much rain, so that's not something that you daven for it to stop. And says the Gemara, Ma'i said it was a story, a very famous story. Sha'amru lo'i l'chayni amago. They said to Chayni amago, or I guess at this time he probably wasn't Chayni amago, at this time he was just Chayni. He got the name Mago because of the story. But anyway, so they said to Chayni amago, his palo sh'yerdu gesh. There was a drought, so they said to him, daven for us. We said before, what do you do when there's a drought? You go to the Rebbe. So Chayni apparently was the Rebbe, and he was the Chassid Shebedar, and they said to Chayni, you're the Chassid Shebedar, you're the Ben Bayis Tokadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Rebbe, so new daven for us, daven that there should be rain. So Amar Lahem, so he said to them, okay, and it's going to rain, so therefore he said to them, Tzu v'chnisu tanu rei psachim, right away you should bring in your Pesach ovens, b'shvil shelo yimaiku, that they shouldn't get destroyed. What happened, it used to be that they would keep their Pesach ovens, meaning their ovens that were used to cook the carbon Pesach, they used to keep them outside. And during the winter, they would get wet, but by the end of the winter, so they would dry up. The end of the winter is typically not as rainy, so it would dry up. Now, this story happened, I believe we even know the exact date, sometime in Adar, that this story took place. And therefore, it's already the end of the winter. So now, if they kept the ovens outside, they would still be wet. They wouldn't dry up in time for Pesach. So therefore, Chayni Amago told them, I'm davening for it to rain. It's gonna rain, and therefore, bring in their ovens, bring in the Pesach ovens. He davened and it did not rain. From the Yushalmi, it seems in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes that it's because he was too confident. He was overconfident. He shouldn't have been so confident that his tefillahs were going to be answered. And Lamaisa, he davened and it did not rain. So Ma'asa, so what did Chayni do? Ag Uga, he drew a circle. Va'amar b'saicha, and he stood in the middle of the circle. Va'amar lefanav, and he said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Banecha samu p'neihem olai, that your children, they put their hope in me, they turned their faces to me. Shani k'ben bayis lefanecha, because I'm like a son to you, I'm like a ben bayis, I'm mamish, I spend all my time by you, I'm a chassid. And therefore he said, Chayni nishba ani b'shimcha. He said, I swear in your great name, Hashem, B'Shimcha Gadol, She'in Yizaz Mikana Chetarachim Al Banecha, that I'm not going to move from here until you have mercy on your children. They hoped in me, they put their hope in me because I'm a Ben Bayis, and therefore you have to follow through, and I'm not going to move from this circle until you have mercy and you make it rain. So what happened? This Chilu Geshamim Minatfin, Chayni was Taki answered, and it started to rain. But what did it rain? It was Minatfin, it was just starting to drizzle, almost like just to be Yaitse, the Chayni's Tefillah. So Hashem had it rain a little bit. He had it rain a drop. So Amar, so Chayni said, no. Laikach sha'alti. That's not what I asked for. I didn't mean I wanted it to drizzle. Ela gishmei bayrei shichenu ma'areis. I wanted to rain a lot. I wanted to fill up the pits. I wanted to fill up all the different water tanks. That's the type of rain I want. Okay, so it's chiluli yared bizaf. So it started to pour. It started to really come down hard. So Amar, so Chayni said, I mean, I could ruin the crops. So Chayni says to Hashem, laikach sha'alti. Now, that's not the type of rain I was asking for. Ali gishme ratza in bracha nedava. I want there to be softer rains. I want it to be gishme bracha. So then finally yardu ketiknon, and then it started to rain the way it was needed. Achi yatsu yisrael, but then it wasn't stopping. It started and then it didn't stop. Achi yatsu yisrael yushalayim laharabayis, until it got to the point that Klal Yisrael, the people that were in Yushalayim, they left the Harabayis. They wanted to go somewhere higher up because there was so much rain, but b'nei hagashamim, because of the rain. So they went and they said to Chayni Amago, they said to him, like a shame she espalu aleim she yerdu, kach espalu she yochu lahen. So they said to him that, listen, you're the one who got it to start to rain. You're the one who brought it here. Now make the rain go away. Now it's too much. So Amar lahem, so Chayni said to them, tsu'u ru'u, go out and see, em nimches evan atayin. Go see if the evan atayin was destroyed. The evan atayin Rashi brings from the Gemara of Metzio was a certain rock. On Harabayis, it was a very tall rock, and it was on this rock that they used to perform the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And so really what Chayni was telling them was that no, we don't daven for rain to go away. And the way he was pushing them off, he was saying was, go look to see if the Evan HaTayin was destroyed, which obviously it wasn't, and therefore he was saying that I'm not going to daven for the rain to go away. And that's the story. Now says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that Shalach LeShimon ben Shetach, that Shimon ben Shetach sent to Chayni Amago, and he said to him that Omali Chayni Ata, if not for the fact that you're Chayni, that you're such a chassid, that you're such a chassid of a person, Geizrani Olecha Nidoy, I would have excommunicated you. I would have been Geizra Nidoy on you because you spoke so disrespectfully to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You spoke a little bit, you went a little bit too far of a Ma'aselach, but what am I supposed to do with you? That we see that you sin to Hashem, so to speak, that you talk a little bit over the top to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu does your ratzon. He listens to you. He answered your tefillin at the end of the day. Like a son who does things wrong to his father, and his parents love him, and they still do what he wants. And it's about you that the Torah says, the Pasuk says, that Yisma that your parents should have nachas from you, and so too you, that's how you are with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your mom is like a son that you can do whatever you want and still Hashem answers you, and therefore I'm not going to be geizer nidoy, even though I don't approve with the way that you daven. Now says the Mishnah, it's not another halacha now. Hayumisanin, let's say people they were geizer atinus, and Hayumisanin they were fasting, and then the yardu lahem geshamim kaidem anetzachama. So now we're going back to fasting for rain. They were fasting for rain, and it started to rain before anetzachama. So that's before the fast even started. So then lo yashlimu, you don't have to complete the fast. If it rained before nates, you don't have to complete the fast. La'achar anetzachama yashlimu. However, if it only started raining after nates, so then you have to complete the fast and. Rashan Chafei Mabez explains, because then the fast started already. Once the fast starts in Eitzachama, so if it rains before the fast started, being that you didn't start the fast, you don't have to fast. But once you already started it, so then you have to finish it. And if it rains after Nates, so then you have to finish the fast. Now, the Rimi Loniel explains that Avada, the fast starts by Alei Sashachar. It doesn't really start at Nates, the fast starts by Alei Sashachar, but still, being that people don't eat anyways, even when it's not a fast day, people don't eat by Alei Sashachar, so therefore it's not really considered that the fast started until Netzachama. Because anyways, before Netzachama you're not eating, and therefore the cutoff point is Netzachama. Rabbi Eliezer says that no, it's the cutoff point is not Nates. Rather, Koidem Chatzoisi la Yashlimu, la'acher Chatzoisi Yashlimu. The cutoff point is Chatzois. So if it started raining before Chatzois, so then you don't fast. However, if it started raining after Chatzois, so then you fast. And the reason it would be Talmi Chatzois also comes from Rashi and Chafei, and the way the Shagas Aryeh explains Rashi is because Chatzois is the Zman Suda for Talmid Chachamim. It says Talmid Chachamim, they eat by the 6th hour, they eat by Chatzois, and therefore it's not considered like the fast started until Chatzois, because anyways they're not eating before Chatzois, and therefore the cutoff point is going to be at Chatzois. And concludes the Mishnah that Maisa Shagazu Tainis Belud. There's a story that they were Geyser Tainis in Lud, V'yardulam Geshamim Kaidim Chatzois, and it started to rain before Chatzais. So Amar Lehem Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon said to this Kilo, he said, Su v'ichlu shesu, that you should go out, you could eat and you could drink. The cut-off point is Chatzais, and therefore you don't have to fast. Go out and eat and drink. Vasu yamtif, and make it into a yamtif. And taka v'yatsu, they went out. V'achlu shasu, they ate and they drank. Vasu yamtif, and they made it into a yamtif. Ubo bin arbayim, and they all gathered together in the afternoon. Ukaru halal agadol, and they read halal agadol, referring to Mizmor Kuflam and Beis and Tilim, which starts Hodu Lashem. Because in that mizmar you say Naisein Lechem L'chol Basar Kilu Olam Chastoy, so that's the kapitel of Tehillim that they gathered together and they said in the afternoon.